más que crezcas, mi niña. Te esperaré en el camino, donde crecen las estrellas, las que bailan por tu nombre. Cuando me vuelva una de ellas, piensa en mí. Que cuando me miras, hay dos latidos y un corazón que se acelera y en dos por dos nos mece al infinito. Y me vuelves a mirar y en tus pupilas puedo bailar con cada letra del verbo amar al son de tu sonrisa. Que cuando te miro no existe límite en mi querer. Te di la vida y volví a nacer para crecer contigo. Que cuando me miras hay dos latidos y un corazón que se acelera y en dos por dos.
Madre, cuando estás a mi lado, ya no soy desgraciado, ni le temo al dolor. En el silencio de tu muda plegaria, sé que a Dios vas pidiendo para mí lo mejor. Madre, cuánto me has enseñado, cuánto me has perdonado con divina bondad. Sin que yo hablara, descubrías mis penas, y al mirarme a la cara, me llenabas de paz. Sonriendo, tú perdonando, tú comprendiendo, lograrás que siempre guarde dentro de mi alma la fe tan grande que me das. Ay, madre, cuando estás a mi lado, ya no soy desgraciado, ni le temo al dolor. En el silencio de mi muda plegaria, yo también voy pidiendo para ti lo mejor. Madre, ay, madre.
Que pintas el mar, pintor que pintas follajes, pintor que pintas paisajes, pinta el alma quiero que me pintes, pintor, la alegría de la campana cuando llaman a la misa y ella va por la mañana. Yo quiero que me pintes, amigo, la brisa de la tarde que besa sus mejillas en mi pueblo natal. Yo quiero que me pintes, pintor, la alegría de la campana cuando llaman a la misa y ella va por la mañana. Yo quiero que me pintes, amigo, la brisa de la tarde que besa sus mejillas en mi pueblo natal. Quiero que me pintes, pintor, la alegría de la campana cuando llaman a la misa y ella va por la mañana. Yo quiero que me pintes, amigo, la brisa de la tarde que besa sus mejillas en mi pueblo natal. Yo quiero que me pintes, pintor, la alegría de la campana cuando llaman a la misa y ella va por la mañana. Yo quiero que me pintes, amigo, la brisa de la tarde que besa sus mejillas en mi pueblo natal. Que besa sus mejillas en mi pueblo natal.
Tengo a veces deseos de ser nuevamente un chiquillo, y en la hora que estoy afligido volverte a oír, de pedir que me abraces y lleves de vuelta a casa, que me cuentes un cuento bonito y me hagas dormir. Muchas veces quisiera oírte hablando, sonriendo. Aprovecha tu tiempo, tú eres aún un chiquillo. A pesar la distancia y el tiempo no puedo olvidar tantas cosas que a veces de ti necesito escuchar. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, y cuéntame un cuento, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, hazme dormir, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Tantas veces me siento perdido durante la noche, con problemas y angustias que son de la gente mayor. Con la mano apretando mi hombro seguro dirías: ya verás que mañana las cosas te salen mejor. Cuando era un niño y podía llorar en tus brazos y oír tanta cosa bonita en mi aflicción, en momentos alegres sentado a tu lado reía, y en mis horas difíciles dabas tu corazón. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, y cuéntame un cuento, Lady Laura, y hazme dormir, Lady Laura. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, llévame a casa, Lady Laura, y cuéntame un cuento, Lady Laura. A veces deseos de ser nuevamente un chiquillo, el pequeño que tú todavía aún crees tener. Cuando a veces te abrazo y te beso en silencio entendido, tú me dices aquello que yo necesito saber. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, y cuéntame un cuento, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, y llévame a casa, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Lady Laura, Lady Laura,
me conoces, tú siempre me has tenido en tu regazo, guiaste mis palabras y mis pasos, ya es tiempo que demuestres y aprendí. Quiero contarte las veces que he soñado con llamarte, llevando tu recuerdo a todas partes, dejándote mi ausencia junto a ti. Madre, quisiera conseguir en esta tarde las fuerzas necesarias para darte los años que luchaste para mí. Madre, no temas si algún día he de marcharme, aún sigo los consejos de mi padre, aquel hombre a quien nunca conocí. Me conoces, a veces me derrumbo y es que sabes que soy mucho más frágil que las aves. Mi vuelo es tan sencillo de abatir.
Siempre lejos, Ay, madre, ay, madre, no te olvido porque te quiero. Te hablo como amigo. Yo no tengo a quien darle el cariño que desde niño tú me regalaste. Me acostumbré tanto a ti que cuando estoy con alguien quiero que sea como tú. Y como tú no hay nadie. Eres mujer de alma grande, mujer hecha de amor. Eres mujer de mi padre y como mujer y amiga, la mejor, y aunque mi vida es joven, alguna vez me siento viejo, y en la hoguera de mi sueño voy quemando mi tiempo. De alma grande, mujer hecha de amor. Eres mujer de mi padre y como mujer y amiga, la mejor, y aunque mi vida es joven, alguna vez me siento viejo, y en la hoguera de mis sueños yo voy quemando mi tiempo. Ay, madre, ay, madre, ay, madre.
Y en el fichero latino de hoy, 9 de mayo del 2021, tenemos anuncios de interés público, vacuna contra el COVID-19. Las reservaciones están abiertas en Montreal para las personas de 35 años y más, en línea en el sitio web Click Santé, en francés e inglés. También para las personas con enfermedades crónicas y las personas con discapacidades físicas o intelectuales o con autismo. También se puede llamar por teléfono al 1-877-644-4545. Repito, 1-877-644-4545.
El tiempo para hoy. Según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá, principalmente soleado, con una temperatura máxima de 18 grados. Para esta noche, despejado, con una mínima de 6 grados.
Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tienen alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, solo tienen que comunicarse con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com.
O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino se ha escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca.
Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time.
Y les recordamos que el próximo domingo 16 de mayo tendremos un programa especial preparado por Roma Vilca en homenaje a Luis Eduardo Aute.
Y, por supuesto, una vez más, les damos un saludo muy especial a todas las madres hoy en su día.
Happy Mother's Day. Y el fin.
Cariñito mío, cariñito blanco de mi vida entera, madrecita mía, alborada dulce de mi soledad. Cariñito mío, quiero yo tejerte con mis penas blancas la canción más pura, la canción más santa de mi inspiración. Madrecita mía, corazón de Dios, mi melancolía se ha tornado blanca solo por tu amor. Hay en tu mirada luces de oración. Cuando tú te fijas en tu niño triste, corazón de Dios, déjame que llore y no llores tú, que al llorar recuerdo tu canción de cuna, corazón de Dios. Madrecita mía, yo te cantaré repitiendo siempre tres palabras santas, corazón de Dios. Tres palabras santas, madrecita mía, corazón de Dios, corazón de
quedando atrás. vienen conmigo, ecos del hogar. Eran fuertes ya mis alas, decidí volar. Pero el tiempo y la distancia no me alejarán de mi madre. Soy la carne de su propia carne. A mi madre, a quien todavía oigo llorar. Hotel de carretera, una noche más, y mi sola compañera es la soledad. En el fondo del bolsillo, junto al corazón, tengo su imagen conmigo y me da valor. Adelante, contra la querencia de la sangre. Adelante, hay que pelear para ganar. Mientras le canto a la vida, al amor y a la amistad, a la risa blanca y limpia de la gente sin maldad. Sé que volveré algún día, ella siempre espera. Puedo sentir cuanto más tiempo sin verla, más dentro de mí. Quise saber si mis alas eran fuertes ya, pero ahora la nostalgia me hace regresar. A mi madre, soy la carne de su propia carne. Madre, nunca pide nada, solo da. Voy cantándole a la vida, al amor y a la amistad, a la risa blanca y limpia de la gente sin maldad. Mientras se aproxima el día en que la voy a encontrar, sigo andando y el camino va quedando atrás, pero aún vienen conmigo ecos del
hogar. Esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
are listening to the International Radio Report. Your reactions are much appreciated. Feel free to send them to radioreport@yahoo.com. That is, radioreport@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for May the 9th, 2021. My name is Sheldon, and I am here with Jill, and we are at CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal. We thank you for joining us. We are here every Sunday morning with 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. You can reach us with any questions or comments by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We are live streaming on the CKUT website, ckut.ca. We have our Facebook group where we did cross the 600 member mark this week. We have new members joining us, John, Rob, Lloyd, Klaus, and Dean. We thank all of you for checking into the group. You can look for us on Facebook, International Radio Report. And our numbers continue to grow with subscribers on our YouTube channel. You'll find us there at youtube.com/International Radio Report. And each week's program is posted up there within the hour or so after the show airs live on CKUT. And looks like a lot of people are enjoying that way of getting to the show.
Yes, indeed. I've even seen a comment of someone on the shortwave listening post saying that he enjoys also the pictures, the visuals that come with the YouTube channel video.
Yeah, Jill has kind of turned it into a bit of an audio-visual experience of the show, which is probably better than looking at us for 30 minutes. So you can see sort of slides that relate to the various stories that we cover on the show. So that's great to have that available. So check that out on YouTube, International Radio Report. We have a mix of stories this week, some local here on the Montreal scene, some Canadian stories, and a few other interesting things going on, plus our usual list of upcoming ham radio contests. So we'll begin with the big news in Montreal, and this came from a number of different sources. Steve Faggy's Fagstein blog, it's also in the Montreal Gazette, and on pretty much any of the radio boards that you might see out there on the internet. It's getting more than just Montreal coverage, and it's the story of Terry DeMonte, the morning show host at Shom FM, the rock music station here in Montreal, is deciding to leave Shom after 43 years in the radio business. So Steve goes on to report in his story that after 43 years in the radio business, Terry DeMonte is hanging up the headphones. He announced this earlier this week on May the 28th, that his last day will be May the 28th, I should say. And there was a press release from Bell Media, who owns the radio station, Shom FM. They say that he doesn't say that he's retiring, but they describe him as, quote-unquote, stepping away from broadcasting. So that could mean something totally different. Celebrating DeMonte's career all month long, the station invites listeners to share messages of their favorite memories via social media at Shom977 or by calling into the they have a special phone line available. Terry DeMonte is a local personality. He was born in the borough of Verdun in Montreal and raised in the West Island. He began his broadcasting career in Churchill, Manitoba, way back in 1978. After originally joining Shom as the morning man in 1984 for 7 years, he moved over to Mix 96 and drove the station to rating success in the 90s, and then in 1998 took over on CJD AM for legendary broadcaster George Balkan when he retired. After a brief stint back at Shom, and following a 4-year stay at Q107 in Calgary, he returned to Shom to rock Montrealers' mornings from behind the microphone for the last decade. So he's very well known, very well liked in Montreal. He's involved in a lot of special interest groups, charities, and whatever that he has worked for, Big Brothers and Sisters, Montreal Children's Hospital Foundation, and Big Brother, Sun Youth, Dollaroo, West Island Community Shares, and a lot of work for the Missing Children's Network. They even held a special radiothon every once in a while for that. So anyways, he says that it's very difficult to walk away from something that has been so good to me and that I love so much. It was a very tough decision for me to make, but one I've been pondering for a couple of years, and it's time for a new chapter, one that doesn't include getting up in the middle of the night, which any morning show announcer has to deal with. There's a lot of names being kicked around as a possible replacement. Pete Marrier is one who's been with Shom off and on for many years. They think that he might be the most obvious and least disruptive choice if management is comfortable enough that the hatchet of his unpleasant departure 10 years ago has been sufficiently buried, because they did let him go back then. There are also people like Randy Renaud, Bilal Butt, and Jason Rockman or Sharon Hyland, other announcers at the station. So he will be leaving on the 28th, it is. Yes, the 28th of May will be his last show on Shom. But since this story broke, there's some other interesting stories that have come out. One in particular in the Montreal Gazette, where DeMonte revealed that he was reaching the end of his contract at the end of May. Coincidentally, that's when he's going to be packing it in on Shom. He was hoping to be able to negotiate and stay on until at least the end of the year, but it seemed that Bell wasn't interested in that. So he has decided to go. Now, he says he's retiring from Shom. That doesn't necessarily mean he's retiring from radio hosting. Nope. You know, he could be somewhere else. He doesn't have a contract any longer, so I doubt that there's any sort of they have this no-compete clause with a lot of people who they let go, where, you know, they can't work at another competitor for 3 months or 6 months or something like that. I don't think that'll be the case here, because they haven't renewed his contract.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens with that. The second story that came out afterwards, and this was circulated by the former manager at Shom and at Bell Media Stations in Montreal, Rob Braid. It's been announced that Canadian Music Week is pleased to announce that legendary radio host Terry DeMonte is an inductee to the 2021 Canadian Broadcast Industry Hall of Fame. They announced there that he is announcing his retirement with his last broadcast on Shom. Again, tying retirement to leaving Shom, not necessarily leaving broadcasting. So we'll wait to see what the future holds for DeMonte. He's, I forget how old he is. I think he's in his 60s, if I remember correctly, early 60s. So we'll see if he ends up somewhere else on the radio in Montreal or gets into some other type of work. We'll have to wait and see. But this is kind of something that's happened a lot in the broadcasting industry, where people's contracts are not renewed or what have you. And you have a similar story that surfaced recently in Montreal as well at a French language station.
Yep, there's a station on 98.5, which is a news station, in French, and there's a morning announcer called Isabelle Maréchal, and it's similar in not renewing the contract of that happens so much. So this is a Cogecohon station, and Isabelle Maréchal says that they decided that they would replace her at the show. It's not her choice, as she says, but they are allowed to do it, and I will respect that decision. But it's not making her very happy. So, and she goes on to say that, she will miss those mornings when she actually had that moment with all the listeners when they were commuting in their car and going to work. And it's really not fun to see that I'm not going to be part of the team. So similar situation where somebody, she's been there for 13 years, and it's kind of a similar situation where, you know, they want to continue, but they're not given the choice. They just decide, well, your contract is ending, so it's time to leave, which is a really sad way of doing stuff. And it must be a hard thing for a lot of these announcers when it happens.
Yeah, I think at Shome, Terry DeMonte is certainly, I would guess, the highest paid announcer at the station. And we were just looking at the lineup of hosts on CHMP on their morning show. And Isabel seems to be sort of second on the list behind Pierre Arcan. So, you know, these are probably pretty big salaries that are being, you know, dropped. And who they'll be replaced with remains to be seen, if they're replaced at all. In her case, there is a big team on that morning show in French. Yeah. So, you know, maybe they get by with one less person. You know, everything seems to come down to the dollar and the bottom line when it comes to things like this, particularly with high-priced people in radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the case of Terry DeMonte also, you know, I've heard so many times people that do that morning show because they have to wake up like in the middle of the night. It's a tough one to do for so many years. And I've heard so many announcers on the even on the French side of radio saying, you know what, when we take that decision to leave, it's because at one point we get to take a decision of maybe I'd like to have a more normal life and not have to get up at 3 a.m. to just go to work. And maybe that's what Terry DeMonte is looking at, because like you said, they're not saying he's retiring from radio, just, you know, from Shome FM. So maybe we could see him, who knows, appear on another station at some point with another time slot where he'll do some other show.
He's actually done some television in the past as well. He did a couple shows here in Montreal. So anyways, we'll see what happens, but it's a big move. And happening just before the summer. Summer's a quiet rating period, so I think they'll probably take their time maybe before they announce the full-time host. I wouldn't be surprised if that only happens maybe in September after the end of the summer period. Another radio company in Canada is actually shaking up their radio stations a little bit, and that is the Evanov company.
Yeah, Evanov is flips 4 Jewel stations. This is via the Canadian Radio News. Evanov Communications has rebranded soft adult contemporary Jewel stations, CJWL 98.5 in Ottawa, Ontario, and CHSV 106.7 in Hudson, Saint-Lazare, Quebec, to Light FM 98.5 and Light FM 106.7, respectively. The format is going to remain soft adult contemporary. And Evanov Communications has dumped the adult contemporary Jewel formats on CHRC 92.5 in Clarence, Rockland, Ontario, and CKHK 107.7 in Hawkesbury, Ontario. The stations are now known as Hot Country 92.5 and Hot Country 107.7. Kind of interesting to see, you know, what they're trying to gain in having the rebranding, especially of the Jewel stations, and even changing the format to country.
Yeah, the Jewel was a pretty well recognized brand that they were using on a number of their radio stations, and here's 4 of them as an example being switched. The first two surprised me a little bit because they're not changing the format, really, no. Just the name.
Yep.
And how many Light FMs are there? My goodness, it's just, you know, saturated with Light FM. Not anything I want to listen to, that's for sure.
Not me either.
You were saying the same thing about Hot Country. It's not something you want to listen to.
Oh, no, I'm just going to move straight ahead.
So, yeah, we'll see how – well, they're taking a chance there because they're – I don't know how they were doing ratings-wise, but they're dropping their audience for sort of light rock and going to country. So we'll see how that fares with the audience.
Yep, absolutely. So what is happening with the sun? Nothing much is happening with the sun this week. We had several days without any sunspots, and conditions are rather quiet. Solar flux around 71. There will be possibly a sunspot as this show is airing, as there's one that's rotating into view. It actually had a few coronal mass ejections on the far side of the sun, so it seemed to be quite active. We'll see what happens when it actually gets here. It will be numbered AR2822, but overall, conditions are quiet. There is no coronal holes to have any significant effect. So conditions should be quiet. And of course, turn on the radio and listen to what's out there.
Hello, I'm Saul Brody from Philadelphia, PA, USA. You're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Our next story is, I guess it's the dumb radio announcer story of the week here. we just had to report this one. It comes from Peter Frelick in the New York Post. DJ gets radio station tattoo on his arm and is laid off a week later. A St. Louis DJ learned the hard way that tattoos are forever, but jobs aren't. Less than a week after getting the station's logo tattooed on his arm, WIL 92.3 FM, country music jock Mason Schrader got a tattoo of his WIL on his arm last month, and less than a week later, was laid off. Schrader, half of the Morning Drive Mason and Remy show with Zachary Hosley, took to Twitter to announce his departure from the show with a photo of him featuring his new tattoo with the note, "Ha ha ha, I just got fired." To make matters worse, Schrader was hired as part of a duo with Hosley in 2018 from a Chicago station, and Hosley is keeping his job. According to the St. Louis Today.com, Hosley will now be paired with another DJ, Casey Washhausen. So okay. I guess he'll be wearing long-sleeve shirts for a while.
Yep, and when he takes his shower, looks in the mirror, he's going to be shedding a little tear every time he sees the tattoo.
I guess he'll look for a station that's, you know, WIL something. He can add the extra letter on or something to his, but the frequency's there too. So I think he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can turn it into some kind of a hate tattoo of, like, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, remember that if you're thinking of a branding yourself with your company logo or your radio station call letters or whatever, you may not be there forever.
Yeah, sounds like those people that tattoo their girlfriend's name and then they divorce and it's like, okay.
Yep. Got to change that, or we got to look for another person with the same name. Yes. Anyways, back to more serious things. And this is an interesting story dealing with the Global Command and HF radio.
Yep. We hear a lot of the U.S. Army on shortwave, on HF already. And it's interesting to see here that HF radios make a comeback and enable Global Command and Control. This is by Shani Seawright, The Modern Battle Space. Dead spots of communications on the modern battlefield are a nightmare for warfighter. Whether on the ground or in the air, in a global scenario, communications need to be reliable, survivable, and resilient. In many cases, the modernization of the communications relies heavily on satellite communications. And high-frequency HF radios, which have been used since the 1930s, have taken the back seat. But HF radios are making a comeback with new modernized HF filling growing need for eliminating dead zones. As the military works towards joint all-domain command and control, advanced long-distance communications is critical. While SATCOM has been relied upon across the battlefield, there are many vulnerabilities that remain a concern for military leaders. From vulnerabilities such as malicious attacks to overtaxing the system to solar mass ejection, there is the looming threat of low-priority denial of service. So much so that the U.S. military is working with industry to determine what a day without space looks like. In remote and contested environments, it is clear that an alternative is needed. This is where experts see HF radios making a comeback. New advancements in HF radio and digital signal processing technology for terrestrial-based long-range communications offer a cost-effective alternative to SATCOM. In fact, in some remote parts of the world where countries don't have their own satellite constellation, or in the jungle like the Amazon and across oceans, HF has always been the long-distance mode of communications because satellite coverage isn't available or wouldn't work well. Think about the high tree canopy and tropical storms as additional challenge for SATCOM. According to Jero Soterio, Business Development Director for Americas at Collins Aerospace, military naval communications, for example, is nearly always beyond line of sight and needs a reliable communications link for command and control. The SATCOM pipes are not large enough to handle the communications needs of everyday civilian use plus military applications, especially during times of disaster. Soterio told us, at these times, HF is an established BLOS capability and provides an effective way to communicate, and the new technologies turns it easier to operate and with higher throughput and resiliency than before. Today, the U.S. military is collaborating with industry to modernize HF communications to include wideband frequency technologies to augment satellite communications to enable the joint flight. At AFCEA's Alamo chapter ACE event, Brigadier General Bradley Pyburn, USAF Director, Cyberspace Operations and Warfighter Communications, Air Force Headquarters, said, "It starts with HF and our ability to modernize our global HF enterprise to take advantage of industry advancements to ensure resilient and reliable communications." So how are HF radios making a comeback? The U.S. Air Force is already upgrading aircraft with HF radios for the primary mission of reconnaissance, the ability to securely transfer command and control data in real time over HF radios for clear voice communications beyond line of sight is imperative. Another benefit of the latest technologies for HF radio is the use of wideband HF, which transmits data on wider channels using a bigger piece of the spectrum. Broden explains that it allows for high-speed data transfers. It's like going from a dial-up modem to broadband, which is critical for command and control data. Finally, Broden points out new processing capabilities and modernized HF that enable more complex waveforms and resilient links for clandestine operations. These links are less likely to be disruptive and ensure that data is able to get through. Broden expects these capabilities to continue to evolve in the future. And this is an example of all the advancements we see even in amateur radio, actually. There's a lot of new technologies that, with data, with digital modes, actually enabling much better performance in HF communications. And I think they're going to use a lot of that. So expect more digital transmissions probably through this. But also, you know, satellites have their limits. And a lot of people think satellites do everything. In reality, satellites are extremely limited in their capacity. And I think they're finding out here that, you know what, HF is a great way to make sure that our communications go through.
When so many countries were leaving shortwave broadcasting, you know, you do a utility column for our CIDX Club bulletin, and we see the variety of stations and services that are still out there using HF. And the military is one of them, not just U.S. military, but other militaries around the world as well. So they have not gone, you know, full bore into new technology. They've held on and continue to use this sort of ancient technology, as a lot of people like to call it. But it's efficient, and it gets through when other things can't and when other things are compromised. So to see them putting more money and more effort into expanding their HF services should tell broadcasters something as well. You know, that if the military is relying on this and deciding that we need to beef this up, you know, I think you'd hope it would make some of the countries around the world say, hey, you know, these guys probably know what they're doing here, so maybe we should be rethinking what we're doing.
And for those that have shortwave receivers and already want to take part in the action of what's happening with the U.S. Global Command, they have regular coded messages called EAMs, or Emergency Action Messages, where they mostly done in phonetics, but it's kind of cool to be part of the action, knowing that it's the military. Frequencies to tune, and I mean, this is intermittent communications, and it's going through all day, 24 hours a day. And signals are quite good, too, pretty strong. So you have 4724, You have 6732. You have 8992. You have 11175. And you have 15016 kilohertz. All in upper sideband. Daytime favor higher frequencies. Nighttime you'll be in the lower frequencies. The ones I hear all the time at night, 4724 is pretty good. Daytime, 11175, 15016 is pretty good also. 8992 is a good one in general. And they pretty much carry the same thing. So if you hear one frequency with something weak, try the other ones because all the other ones are actually relaying the same message. So you'll find one that is probably stronger than the others. But it's, you know, if you tune these frequencies, it's for sure in half hour, an hour, you'll hear a few of these messages go through. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, what people have said too is you obviously don't know what they're saying because it's coded messages. But you can sometimes tell when something major is going on by the sheer number of these transmissions that you're hearing.
Increased activity.
So that can give you some indication that there's something going on somewhere where, you know, they're needing this communications to get out on a more frequent basis. So you can sort of use that as a guide and then go look around and see what might be happening out there.
And they often use and kind of nicknames. They have these names that they use, like Sky King and so on. If you want more information, often all you have to do is just Google HF Global Command and put that nickname in there, and you will have the information of where it comes from sometimes, or, you know, who, what Sky King, what is all that about, and because there's different levels of importance depending on who sends out the messages also.
Yep, it's a nice little mystery that you can participate in.
Yep, absolutely. And it's time for the ham radio contests.
Yeah, we just have three of them this week. Not a real busy weekend coming up, but you can check some of these out next weekend. The first one is sponsored by the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. It's the New Zealand ART Sangster Shield Contest, 0800 to May 15th to 1100 Zulu May 16th. And it's CW 80 meters only. And it is QRP. Transmitters must not exceed 5 watts. And they want New Zealand stations to contact other New Zealand stations and New Zealand stations to contact overseas stations as well.
QRP, that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Is Majesty King of Spain contest CW 12 hours Zulu May 15th to 12 hours Zulu May 16th, sponsored by the Union of Spanish Radio Aficionados. Participants, any licensed amateur station anywhere. Mode is CW only. Bands are 10, 15, 20, 40, 80, and 160 meters.
And finally, I like this club name, the Flying Pigs QRP Clubs International. Their Run for the Bacon QRP contest, 2300 Zulu May 16th to 0100 Zulu May 17th. So it's a short one. CW stations only work once per band on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. And that also is a QRP contest.
So with CW contests like this, you'll be able to brush up on your Morse code decoding.
Yeah, there you go, and you can go get your license.
Yes.
Become a ham operator. You don't need CW anymore, though, to get your license, but
nope.
For certain categories, you do still require that. So that is it for us this week. We thank you for tuning in. We'll come back again next week. Do check out our YouTube channel if you want to check out the show, International Radio Report on YouTube, and our Facebook group, again, is also International Radio Report. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next Sunday with the next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours, mais l'ensemble de la population n'est pas encore protégée. Même si vous êtes vacciné, vous devez continuer d'appliquer les mesures sanitaires. Portez un masque. Thank you.
materials, don't...
United Nations.
So